Yeah, so in partnership with the Minnesota State High School League, each member school has an opportunity to recognize kids in a number of different ways. Two of their real unique programs are the Excel Award Program and the AAA Award Program. The Excel Award is specifically for juniors, and so at Hastings we have an opportunity to recognize one male and one female junior, and Excel stands for Excellence in Community, Education, and Leadership. So someone in that 11th grade who's in at least one state high school athletics or arts event who shows leadership qualities and works voluntarily in their community. And so we put that out for nomination to our staff and coaches, and then we have a small subcommittee that votes on it. And so we're excited to recognize Jalen Hansen and Noah Quigley for those particular awards. And then the AAA award is for excellence in all three, academics, arts, and athletics. And so again, kind of broad recognition that goes to two seniors, one male and one female. And for that award, the administrative team selects the honorees for that one. And so we're excited to recognize Emma Hagen and Martin Onan for that award. So four dynamite kids who have broad and deep track record of excellence. It's not only for what they do, but it's for who they are, and it's pretty cool to recognize kids with great values that represent the best of what we're trying to do here at the high school. It's fun to publicize and recognize them.
Yeah, and I read that each one is individually selected a different way, one by the staff and one another way. What went into the selection process for these athletes?
Yeah, well, I think a few things. You've got to, when I say broad and deep, you've got to have a well-rounded approach, right? I mean, you can't be, kind of just dialed in on the one thing. I think there's a depth to both of these awards that, so when you look at the Excel piece, there's a leadership component. So kids who are officers in their activities or are captains in their sports, there's a volunteer community-based component. So kids who are stepping out of their comfort zone and serving their local or state areas in different ways. And so, again, I think those are just super commendable things to recognize, right? Obviously, these are athletes or artists that are good at their sport or good at their instrument or good with their voice, but it's how they're using that in the community or in the school to model for others and to serve others, and so that's pretty cool. And when you think of the AAA, again, it's the depth piece, right? We have kids who are outstanding athletes, we have kids who are outstanding artists, and we have kids who are outstanding academically, but to be to have a really high bar in all three is incredible. So when you look at those two kids, we're talking 4.0 GPA kids, and with unweighted grades, these are kids with a stack of advanced placement in college and the school's courses, right, who then also find the time and make the effort to be strong participants in athletics and the arts. So it's all those qualities, and it's very intentional, which is on purpose, and it's cool to recognize them.